Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and we do this show every day, every Saturday from 8 to 9, and we'll be right back and get the show started. KX93.5.
Don't.
All righty. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. Today, I am glad to have as my guest Jay Grant and Natalie Haug. Haug. She's getting used to it. I'm not used to it at all. And they are from the Sawdust Festival, and they are enjoying their winter vacation because Sawdust is in the summer. So it's like when you interview Santa Claus in the summertime. Exactly. He's like, yeah, I'm just relaxing. I don't have anything to do. Is that what we're looking at? Oh, not so much.
We pull the mics in a little bit closer, guys.
Get in there. All right. Okay, so you have something going on in the wintertime.
Yes, because we are very busy.
Really? So what's going on?
Is it a secret? We would like to invite all our listeners to our 27th annual Winter Fantasy at the Sawdust Festival. It's a distinctive, special, wonderful show. Festival of Lights. For those of you who've been there in the summer, you will find pretty much a different, definitely a different atmosphere, a beautiful atmosphere of lights and color and Christmas carolers and Santa Claus. And it's a great holiday treat for the whole family. And we were discussing earlier what a wonderful place the Sawdust is to bring the entire family, because there's something of interest for everybody from the youngest to the oldest.
Wow, there you
Absolutely.
Go. So before we get way down the line and into the snow of the winter festival, Natalie, you're not new to the Sawdust, but you have a new position.
Yes, that is correct. For the last 8 years, I have been the operations manager, and now I am the general manager.
Wow, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I guess you have big shoes to fill.
Yes, big shoes and a very big mustache, as everyone knows.
So you're working on your mustache.
There you go.
Right now. Yeah, give it some time. It may take a little time to fill out. But
yeah, that's what I hear. New trend.
So you were operations manager, but how did you get involved with the Sawdust? Did you grow up here in town, and were you a Sawdust brat?
No, actually, I grew up in Texas and moved to Laguna Beach in 2005 and actually started working for Jay in 2007 in the sales booth.
Wow. And really, so just from like the booth?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All the way to the top.
There you go.
And now you're at the top and sitting on the throne.
There you go.
Hey, do that.
Well, we work very hard along with the board of directors and the artists there. So we are whole. I'm just a very small piece of a very big project.
She's just a little understated here. She's going to be an excellent general manager.
She's really all that.
Yeah. Tom Kay trained her very well, and she's ready to follow our beloved Tom.
Okay, so Let's talk a little bit about the Sawdust. You know, so it's been around for a while, over 50 years now, right?
Yes, this year was our 51st year. And like I said earlier, the Winter Fantasy started in 1991. So this will be our 27th year. We are now a year-round venue. The Sawdust, between the summer show and the winter show, and we offer art classes all throughout the year, so we have something going all the time now.
Really? Because, yes. You know, again, I always associate the Sawdust with summer, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's such a big part of our summer here. So what really started the winter idea? Why did people decide that they wanted to do something in the wintertime? You think you want to rest up so you'd be ready for the party next year.
The conversation about the Winter Fantasy started in the mid-1970s when, you know, it's tough for artists to make a living, and they wanted to extend their three-month experience in the summer to a winter show. But as with all artists trying to figure out how are we going to do this, it took a few years until 1991. But the idea for Winterfest goes way back to our beginning in the early 70s. But it finally was born in 1991.
Okay, and Jay, let's talk about you a little bit.
Yeah.
So Are you still on the board?
I was on the board 6 years, present 2 years until a year ago, and our bylaws allow me just to be on the board for 6 years. Then you have to take some time off.
Right.
So I've gone onto some of the major committees, but I guess I'm an unofficial spokesman for the SADA since this is my 44th year, and I'm married to Nikki, who was a founding member of the show. And I was a sales manager 35 years. So, I'm really happy to be able to promote a show that I love so much.
And what were you doing before you got involved with the Sawdust?
I was actually working at a hotel restaurant supply place. And then a lot of people in town know that I'm also a pastor in town.
I didn't know that.
And I was making that transition in my life. Yeah, I pastor at a little church by the sea. And so I was making that transition, and it just turned out beautifully that the Sawdust needed a sales manager, and I was interviewed and hired in 1974. That was my first year. I was there 35 years as a sales manager, and then went on the board of directors and was president 2 years up until a year ago.
And so what is it about the Sawdust that you obviously stayed.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanted to do it, like, I want to do this all the time. What for you resonated so much?
Wow, I think it's the best place on earth. I think the Sawdust is people say Disneyland's the happiest place on earth. And I say, no, the Sawdust is. It's a place where my best friends are. I love the Sawdust. I love everything about it. I love the history. I love the artists. I love the people. I love our staff. I love our board. I just think it's a gift for me to be able to be a part of the Sawdust all these years. And Natalie now is a part of that gift.
Right. It's like sprinkles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to have more of the Importance of Being show with me, your host, Ernest Hackman, and then Jay Grant and Natalie Haug. Haug. from the Sawdust Festival. Okay, you're listening to KX93.5. I'm the one making the mistakes, but we'll be right back.
Doctors have come from distant cities just to see. Stand over my bed, disbelieving what they see.
And we are back. This is KX93.5. Okay, we are back. This is KX93.5, and you are listening to the Importance of Being show. And let's see. Today I have as my guest Natalie Haug and Jay Grant from the Sawdust Festival. And we're here. When we came in, we talked a little bit about the Sawdust Festival and about you guys and how you got involved. But we're here really talking about the winter sawdust, which is novel, right? A lot of people associate the sawdust with summertime. So, Natalie, is there a difference between the winter, I mean, other than the decorations and stuff, is there a real difference between the way you guys do the winter sawdust and the summer sawdust?
The main difference is that we do have several out-of-town artists. So we have 181 artists, where in the summer we usually have about 200. and a very large portion of those are from out of town.
Okay. So how do you guys pick out your artist?
Is it, you know,
first come, first serve?
Yes, absolutely. It is. We are a very different show. We are not a juried show.
Okay.
So we do have first come, first serve. And, of course, all of your art has to be handmade.
Okay.
And so we do have those criteria, making sure that those guidelines are followed. But, yeah, there's no juried process at the Sawdust.
Okay. So it's not like going on trial.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You are free to be a free spirit.
And it's still this, every season the sawdust goes away and it's just dirt.
That's right. That's right. Start fresh every May.
That's it. Start fresh.
Yeah.
And so you do the same thing for the winter. They build new booths and
most of the booths stay up.
Oh, okay.
Yes, right.
Okay.
So what happens is the summer artists who choose to not do the winter festival, they will lend their booths to the new artists that are coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there is some structure that remains.
Yes. Yeah, but there are a few booths that are being built. There are a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you guys will have it all decorated for the winter. What kind of activities do you guys have going on that are winter focused?
Oh, well, we have lots of really good art that is very holiday themed.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. And we have, we've been start working on all of our decorations and lighting in September. So millions of lights and wonderful holiday decorations. And all of our, most of our arts and crafts that we do have are taught by our wonderful staff, and of course our amazing artists, and they do have a holiday theme to them, so it's nice. You can create a lovely gift.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. And so, but a lot, you still have a lot of the same activities that people come to associate with the Sawdust, like great food.
Absolutely. Great food, great music. As Jay said earlier, we have a lot of roaming entertainment. So we have carolers and we have our wonderful balloon diva. We've got some magic going on.
A balloon diva?
Absolutely.
What's that?
She creates wonderful both bracelets or, you know, animals, whatever, young and old.
I'm going to have to get one of them.
Absolutely.
you can get
a crown.
Very cool. And so, Jay, will you be...
I'll be everywhere. Yes, my wife has a booth there, and I tend to go from booth to booth during the Winter Fantasy and the summer, just encouraging artists and telling them what a great job they're doing, and I like to speak to our customers and also oversee our history booth, which we have a booth set aside that details the history of the Sawdust, a nice booth with a video running and the walls full of old posters and old art, and we'll have some Winter Fantasy themed items in our history booth for the Winter Fantasy this year also.
Let's take a quick dip into the history pool. So
sure.
Let's take back in the day. How did it get started?
Well, in 1965, there were a number of artists that did not make it into the only art show in Laguna at the time, the Festival of Arts, wanting to start an alternative summer art show, they set up shop in a little lot across from our library, where our library is located today on the old Peacock lot. There was 30 artists that set up.
Wow.
And they had moderate success. In 1966, no show was able to start, but in 1967... the second alternative summer show started with three times the artists, now 100 artists.
Okay.
Up on North Coast Highway near Larry Conquist Gallery, which is now near where Tracy Moscatolo and Martin Roberts Gallery is. And it was a big success. They spread sawdust on the ground, and the LA Times started calling the show the Sawdust Festival in 1967. In 1968, we leased our current property at 935 Laguna Canyon Road, and we've been there ever since.
Okay. And through the years, I guess you guys have had some experiences and some characters. Any come to mind?
Well, I don't really know who's too normal down there. We have a lot of characters. I think probably highlighting one of our 1973 Star Shields, our face painter, created a spaceship for one of our booths, and Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin came down disguised because he wanted to see the booth. And we've had numbers of important people, celebrities, visit our show because it's got a great, great reputation. It's one of the best art shows, art and craft shows you'll find anywhere in the world. And but as far as unique characters, you come down, you'll meet them. I don't want to start naming them because I'll leave somebody out, but we have great art, great artists, very eclectic.
I wanted your phone to blow up with some texts. You know, like, hey!
Oh, yes.
Don't say that.
Our artists make it very interesting to be on the board of directors with all the issues that will pop up.
It's all good.
We love the sawdust. We love our artists. We love Laguna. We're right at the heart
characters
and soul.
Ourselves.
We're all holding hands here, about to sing.
As I said earlier, we so appreciate your Ernest, you having us on. You've had us on four or five times now. We love being on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. So the other part of it is that you do a lot of art education.
We do.
And give people an opportunity to get their hands dirty, so to speak.
You better believe it.
Or at least clayed up.
That's right.
So what kinds of things can people come and do if they want to come to the Sawdust Winter Festival?
So we do have our ceramics booth, and that's always fun. You can have a pot fired. You can just go away with some greenware and get the experience. We have
greenware,
yeah. So when you sit down and you throw a pot at the wheel and before it's fired, that's its name.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, the transition stage.
Yes, quite fragile, but yeah.
And then you're also doing some stuff year-round like that, right?
That is correct. We have classes both on our grounds and off. We have a few artists that go out to Kinoshita Schools in San Juan Capistrano, where they are doing several different classes. And now this year they will be really serving all grades at that elementary school.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. There are about five artists that do that. And they'll be doing some of the master series there. We also serve some populations out in Santa Ana through Project Access.
Oh.
So they're coming onto our grounds in the summertime in different age groups, and we're doing wonderful art with them. We've done photography, and this past year we did some painting. So painting waves and palm trees and so really giving that full experience.
Wow. Wow. So it's not just buying and or looking or eating, which more me.
Yeah, I would say a highlight for a visitor to Sawdust is finding a place to create some of their own art.
Yes.
We have the art spot for the kids and our classes in which they can actually blow a piece of glass or do a piece of jewelry. It's fascinating to take home something that you've created yourself.
Well, yeah, and where else are you going to get a chance to blow glass, right?
Absolutely.
It looks pretty cool when you see the other people doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely a craft.
So, Natalie, have you made anything?
Oh, gosh. Well, I have not, although I plan on blowing some glass this year. That is a goal of mine. My son was a potter, so I got to sit down with him, and he lives in Portland now, but we had a lot of good time learning to throw on the wheel.
Right.
I've taken some painting classes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I tend to find myself quite busy behind the scenes, so I need to slow down a little bit and enjoy that.
It's too bad you didn't bring some paintings. We could show them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to KX93.5. This is the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. I've been making all kinds of mistakes today, so I suspect I'm about to make another one. But my guests this morning are Jay Grant and Natalie Haug from the Sawdust Festival. So we'll be right back.
Good, you got it right.
City sky comes down like rain.
driver. We're taking back home to get it together by being alone. I'm sure he's a writer. He wrote me just now. The letter is empty like I'm living now.
And we are back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I think I've gotten my act together, finally. And I have as my guest the illustrious Jay Grant.
You're funny.
And I have the new general manager of the Sawdust, Natalie Haug. I did it.
Great
did
job.
It. Yay, me. Okay. And this is The Importance of Being Show. So when we've been talking about the Sawdust Winter Festival, and that's quite different, or it's different from the summer, yes. If people go there and they buy gifts there, what is the great benefit of that?
Well, other than just being beautiful and amazing art, it is unique.
Good answer.
You definitely will be the favorite gift giver of the season.
Yeah, they'll be like, where'd you get that?
That's absolutely right.
And you say it's a secret.
That's right. Magical place.
We like to emphasize that everything is handmade by the artists. They're one-of-a-kind items. You will not find what we sell at the Sawdust anywhere else, not in a mall, not online. You can't buy any.
Yeah, no Amazon.
That we sell.
That's
no
right.
Amazon.
Same day delivery.
Yeah. and even better than that, one of the really interesting things is when our customers come, they can actually see hands-on demos. Yes. In the artist's booth, in which they can watch an artist create something that they're selling. And then if they sometimes you can buy that finished product as you've been watching the artist.
That same one.
Create it, and you
absolutely
can say, I watch this being made, and you give it as a gift for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, and it's very, very special.
And, you know, well, will Santa be there? Because I need to talk to him. I think he's lost my address or something, because I'm sure he's got a big stack of toys for me that he's been unable to deliver. So hopefully
This is the place. This is definitely the place to find Santa. We have an enchanting town square that has 13 community-decorated Christmas trees, marionettes, puppets, and, of course, daily visits from Santa.
Wow.
Yes.
So cool. So when is this all happening? Because I need to get it on my calendar.
Yes. We open next Saturday, November 18th at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And you want to be there a little early because we have, as we talked about, the special guest of honor, Santa.
Okay. And is this the same schedule as the summer sawdust? How does that work?
Well, in the winter, we're only open on weekends. During the summer, we're open usually 66, 67 straight days.
Right.
Every day, 10 in the morning till 10 at night. But during the winter fantasy, we're open Saturday, Sunday, every weekend from starting next weekend to the weekend before Christmas. And then after Thanksgiving, we're open on that Friday also. So that's a three-day weekend for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I want to emphasize that this is not someplace you want to come for an hour. When you come to the Sawdust Winter Fantasy and you bring your kids or grandkids, you can spend the entire day there from 10 in the morning till 6 or 7 at night. And you can have lunch and dinner, but it's endless, the interesting things that walk around the lanes at the Sawdust, what you'll discover.
And in an entire day, sometimes you won't see it all.
Exactly.
That's
you'll
right.
need to come back.
That's absolutely right.
So if people want to find out more information about what you guys are, or about the event, the Winter Sawdust Festival, or the Sawdust Winter Wonderland.
Yes, you can reach us on our website, of course, at www.sawdustartfestival.org. And we have our entertainment calendar on there and our event calendar as far as art. So it's very informative.
Awesome.
So I want to personally invite all our listeners. For me, I do not like driving out of Laguna much these days. I like shopping locally. And you will not only get a great gift at the Winter Fantasy, but you'll be supporting our local artists who increasingly are finding it difficult to live in Laguna as rates and everything go up. But we are here. Laguna's alive with art. And in the winter, it's no more alive than at the Sawdust Festival.
Absolutely.
All right. And, you know, the other part of that is you can buy something and support someone that you know, or, you know, a person as
yes.
opposed to a company way off somewhere.
That is right. That is right. A lot of very hardworking artists.
And there's also some magic to be had at the Sawdust, right?
Magic everywhere you look.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to getting down there and seeing Santa.
Thank you for hosting us, Ernest. The Sawdust Festival really appreciates you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. I do this every Saturday from 8 to 9. Coming up next is Craig Cooley and Rainbow Radio.